I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. More than 65 people were killed and more than 100 injured in a series of bomb attacks across the Iraqi capital Baghdad today. Police say the blasts occurred in predominantly Shiite areas of the city and appear to have been coordinated. Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has put Iraq's security forces on high alert, but not because of the bomb blasts, because of the threat of a U.S.-led attack on neighboring Syria. To help us connect the dots, we're joined by Jane Araf. Jane reports from Iraq for Al Jazeera English and the Christian Science Monitor. She's currently in Washington. This has been a bloody few weeks in Iraq, Jane. First, remind us what's been going on, what's behind these attacks.
Part of it is this ongoing campaign attributed to al-Qaeda, the al-Qaeda front group, which involves basically really well-coordinated car bombs and suicide bombings on all sorts of targets now. It used to be just Shia markets and Shia mosques. Now those targets have widened. But what we've seen over the past few months, really, are every 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, a string of horrific car bombs in markets and mosques, even cafes and tea houses, killing dozens of people. Al-Qaeda in Iraq has claimed responsibility for some of those attacks, but not all of them. And when you add that on to the fact that it is a very fragile political situation, security forces are a little bit shaky, it's deeply, deeply worrying to even Iraqis who have put up with this for the past 10 years.
And on top of all that, today, as I said, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki put Iraq's security forces on high alert because of the possibility of a U.S.-led strike on Syria. Connect the dots, if there are dots to be connected here. Is what's happening in Iraq linked at all to a possible strike on Syria?
Well, the Iraqi government believes it is, and a lot of Iraqis themselves believe that what's happening there with the increase in attacks is absolutely linked to Syria.
How so?
If we just go back a little bit, well, a decade, let's say, 2003, when al-Qaeda didn't really exist in Iraq, the Americans coming in, toppling Saddam Hussein and installing U.S. forces in the country provided the perfect battleground for al-Qaeda and other groups. Syria has now become that perfect battleground. There are all sorts of reasons to be fighting there. There are Iraqis going to fight on either side, and it has become the new rallying call. Now, the problem is that it's a very long border between Iraq and Syria. There are a lot of tribal links and there are a lot of other links. And fighters and weapons are going back and forth across that border. If you talk to the prime minister, he will say that a lot of their problems are coming from Syria. It's not clear whether you can blame most of the violence, most of the chaos in Iraq on what's happening in Syria. But Iraqi officials and American officials as well do seem quite confident that there is a link between groups in Iraq that are engaging in violence and groups in Syria that are not only engaging in violence, but that seem to be in the ascendancy there.
I mean, so could you see, Jane, how a possible U.S.-led strike on Syria would just completely open up that border and suddenly all sorts of violent, bad people would be crossing back and forth?
To some extent, yes, but that's not the only danger there. As the Iranians have pointed out, if there is a strike on Syria, that will be the spark that sets the whole region alight. Because then all of a sudden you have history, in a sense, replaying itself. And you have the United States and other Western powers coming in what will be seen, no matter what side you're on, as in many cases, it will be seen as an unprovoked attack. So they're in a rather impossible situation, but there does seem to be a consensus that if there is an airstrike, it will inflame the situation. And what that means is that it will provide more reason for fighters to go to Syria, because all of a sudden you have the West again attacking an Arab country. And in terms of the border, Iraq has been trying to beef up that border. It's physically trying to deepen and widen a trench that exists, but it is a very porous border. And again, as we saw in 2003, the invasion and the subsequent events left Iraq with quite a weak army that's not entirely capable of defending its land borders.
Jane Araf covers Iraq for Al Jazeera English and the Christian Science Monitor. Thank you, Jane. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Marco.